Sechlis Mikvoyis, Perik Dalad Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah continues with discussing the halachas of Mayim Sheuvim, and at what point do we consider water accumulated inside a receptacle to be considered Sheuvim? Hashoikas Shebesela. So the Mishnah is talking about a situation where we have a rock, and in the rock there's a crevice, there's a hole, where water can pool and collect. Now, this rock does not have halacha of a keli because it was part of the ground, it was attached to the ground, and the hole was formed into the rock as it was in a situation where it's connected to the ground. So, Ashoyke Shebesela, the halacha is it doesn't have a halacha of a keli for various halachas. A mimal mimeno. One cannot fill up water from there to use for the ashes of the Parah Aduma because you need specific, the Torah says specifically you need a keli. You can't put the afer, the ashes of the Parah in there to mix with water because, again, it's not a keli. You cannot sprinkle from there because the Kohen who is sprinkling the waters that are mixed with the ashes of the Parah on the Tomei has to do this from a keli, and this hole in the rock does not have a status of a keli. And another halacha, we know that in the oil of a mace, if there is a roofed an area where there is a dead body that permeates Tumah to the room, and you have in that room a earthenware vessel with a cover that is sealed, so anything inside the earthenware vessel is not mekabel Tumah, and that's the halacha of Tumah Pasul. But that's only if the vessel has a status of a keli. But if it's just a rock with a hole in it and it has a cover over it, it does not need a tzamid pasul, because only a keli needs, a kli cheres needs a tzamid pasul. This does not have a status of a keli, therefore a cover is suffice to be matzel, to protect whatever is inside it, and it acts as a barrier. It does not allow the tumah to permeate whatever is inside it, contained inside the hole. Ve'in poiselas es hamikvah. And if Megishamim fell into this crevice, this receiving area, it doesn't pass the mikveh. What about if first he fashioned a keli, he had a rock, a loose rock, and he bore a hole in it, or a receiving area, and now he reconnected it to the ground, hoistically, if the rock was formed first into a keli, and then the chibra b'sidi connected it with cement, so then, first of all, m'malamba, umikachimba, umazamimena. All three halachas of Parah Adumah can be done with it because it has a status of a keli. And furthermore, if it's in the oil where there's a maize, to protect the contents of Tumas oil, trichasamit posel, it would require a seal around the opening. Upoisela says a mikveh. And if mayim, megishamim fell into that rock, it would now passel the mikveh because it's has a status of a keli, and therefore the water would become shuvim. Nikva milamato, if he makes a hole or developed a hole on the bottom, oy minatzar, or from the side, ve'eini yichoy lekavamayim kol shein ksheira, and now it can no longer hold water, so its status of keli is bottle, and it is no longer a keli, and therefore it doesn't affect water, and it doesn't make the water in it shuvim. How big does the hole have to be? V'kamayiyah b'nekev. So the standard shear in mikvoyis is always kishreferes hanoid, the opening that one has in a barrel. They used to open up the barrels to let liquid out of a barrel, and then they would stuff up that hole with a stopper. And the universal size of the shefoferes hanoid, the straw that was inserted into the side of the barrel when you wanted to release some of the liquids of the barrel, was the width of two fingers. Today we give it a shear of three fingers because it's supposed to be two fingers berevach, two fingers with space to swivel the two fingers. So therefore we estimate that at 3 inches today. Om Reb Yehud ben Meseira, Reb Yehud ben Meseira takes a position against the Tanakam and he says, Maisa, there was an incident. B'shoikis Yehu, Shehoisi B'shlaim. There was a shoikis, which means there was a stone with a hole cut out in it, which was in Yushlaim. And this stone was originally formed as a keli before it was connected to the ground. And now it was connected. And v'hois in the kuvik a sheferes anoit, and there was a hole to the size of a sheferes anoit. V'hoyu kol taharis Yerushalayim nasu agaba, and any time that something which needed to be done b'taharo and required mikveh immersion in Yerushalayim, they used this as a reliable source of a kosher mikveh. In other words, water which passed through the shaykes was not rendered shuvim, and then v'shalchu beishamai upach suha, and beishamai sent a message that no, in order to koshify and to undo the status of shuvim and to make that this shokes should not deem water in it shuvim, it needs a much greater opening shveishamai oimim ad shiupos Ches Ruba, until most of it, a majority of it, is broken away, and only then will it become no longer have the status of a keli, and therefore water going into it will not become shuvim. Masechtas Mikvoyos, Perek Hei, Mishnah Aleph. As we know, the halacha of a mayan is that a well water is metayer b'kol shu. It does not need a shear of memsa, and furthermore, it's also metayer b'zoichlin. It does not have to be stationary in order to be metayer what you are immersing in it. However, the Mishnah says, "Mayin shehaviru al gavi hashoikes pasul." If you had a well and you let its water drip into a shoikes, which we mentioned previously, referring to a shaykes which has a status of a keli, it was fashioned first into a keli, then connected to the ground. So then puzzle. So the water that comes out of the shaykes becomes shuvim, and therefore it's puzzle. And we don't consider the connection that it has to the mayan as a proper connection right now. However, haviru agavi sofer kol shu kosher chutzala. If not all the water of the mayan entered into the shokas, but some of the water circumvented the shokas, went around it, the edge of it, and now it teams up together with water that's pouring out of the shokas, so the mayan water is intact, so now it's connected, what's connected to it, it becomes mushak, it does hashaka, which is a point of connection between mikveh water and non-mikveh water, and all the water is going to be kosher for tefillah, with the waters of the mayan being metayret. Shehamayin metayret b'koshu, because a mayan, as we know, is metayer even if it only has a small, minute amount. A well has that ability, has the status of being metayer b'kol shu, and therefore, if you connect mayim shuvim to it, it is metayer the mayim shuvim. What happens if the mayan, in a different situation, if you allow the water from the mayan to feed into a pool, it collects in the pool, and now you sever the point of connection between the mayan and the pool, so now it has a status of mikveh water. So any time you have well water, which is now disconnected from the original source, again, it wasn't brought there through human intervention or through using a keli, a vessel, so then it has a status of mikveh water, like rainwater, and it won't be metayer b'zoichlin. And now, if you allow the water of the well to once again have a point of connection to the pool, nevertheless, pasul zavim l'metzayim, this water is no longer considered mayim chayim. It's not considered live water, meaning to say pure from the tap, because once already it attained the halacha of mikveh water, when you disconnected it, it doesn't become mikvah water once you reconnect it. So therefore, pasul lezavim, it doesn't become mayan water once you reconnect it. So therefore, pasul lezavim will metzorim lekadosh mehem mechatos. You're not allowed to use it for a zav because a zav requires mayim chayim metzora as well, or mechatos where the Torah necessitates mayim chayim. Ad shiyedu shiyatzur rishonim, until we can ascertain that the fresh well water that's coming in has totally displaced the original water which was there stationary after it had been disconnected, and now once it's replenished with fresh rainwater, so it once again achieves the status of Mayim Chaim.